a life that will spring up into everlasting life and that will never be taken away. I want to lose all the things of this world that I may gain the things of another world. And so in the process, it's like there is a transitional process. Because while we're in the world, we eat. While we're in the world, we live in houses or tents or something, caves, but we live somewhere. We stand on our feet and await the time. Because God didn't put us in our lives just to kill our, you know, otherwise it would be the best thing to do would be just kill yourself and then go to heaven, right? No. We go through what we have to go through. And when it's time, we are ready to lay our lives down. And we demonstrate that readiness by laying our lives down already. If you have run with the footmen and they have wearied you, how will you contend with horses? You know, if in the land of peace you can't walk uprightly, what are you going to do when there's war or tumult or disaster or the tribulation, whatever? How are you going to deal with it? If in the land of peace you can't handle sin, if you can't lay your life down, how are you going to lay it down when it's deny Christ or die? How are you going to do that? It's not, I'll tell you what. Deny Christ or die. You think, oh, I wouldn't do that. But you're perfectly willing to go on sinning in so many other ways. Why should I believe you? And more importantly, you don't need to convince me. Why should you believe you? Why should you be so sure about your calling and election when you don't do any of the things that Peter said make your calling and election sure? Because I'll tell you what, if you're doing these things, faith, oh wow, you got faith, great, excellent, great start. Hold on to that. Don't lose it. Because that's another thing, you know, repentance, don't give it up. Faith, don't lose it. Add faith to faith. And add to your faith, virtue. Virtue, knowledge, knowledge, temperance, temperance, patience, patience, godliness, godliness, brotherly kindness, love. Just keep on adding. And when you've done all those things, and if those things be active in you, then you know you will never fail. And your calling and election is assured. You can be sure. Walk with confidence when you walk in those things. That's why I want to walk in those things. You know what? I want to walk with confidence and boldness that I could declare the word of God. Can I tell you what? I seem bold, but I'm not, really. I don't feel bold. I'm only bold about the things I know about the truth, the things God has given me about the truth. But I don't feel bold in my person because God hasn't given me all the promises yet. And that is a sore reason for trouble to me. And I'll be troubled by that until it troubles me no more. And I consider that healthy. It's good to be troubled for the kingdom. Because you know why? That makes me diligent. And so what are you saying, Paul? That sin is useful like that? Yeah, only to a point. Because otherwise, you know, patience that does not have a payoff is just a waste of time. And it also is very discouraging. You know, I waited for 10 years for the Holy Spirit, but what if it never came? Well, then what would my patience be? Nothing. I would give up. What if I give up? Then my patience has also failed. But where you push to your maximum, where you don't give up, but your patience is just about to run out, and then God fulfills it, you really learn to be patient after that. And so I'm patient, and I'm not afraid of men. Now, I'm not afraid to admit my shortcomings. And I have. I've written about them. You know, I've spoken of them. And I'm not afraid to admit that because I'm confident also that that I'm leaving it behind me because I'm running, you know, running with the devil. But I'm going to beat him because it's not me that runs, but God that runs in me.